Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona. I talk to them about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Giovanni Hernandez de la Peña. Welcome to KXCI, Giovanni.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Giovanni, what do you do at the U of A?
Right now, I'm an undergraduate student majoring in pharmaceutical sciences, and I'm minoring in health and human values. And I'm also working as an undergraduate research assistant in Dr. Fergosi's lab in the Department of Physiology, where they basically try to investigate a lot about the long-term effects of nicotine exposure, as well as the acute effects through a neonatal rat model. We have sterile bred pregnant rats that are given nicotine water, so they can have nicotine whenever they want through their water, and it's flavored with saccharin because nicotine is typically pretty bitter. And we essentially investigate the effects and their neurophysiology in comparison to control rats, which are not exposed to nicotine. The effects typically manifest in the later weeks of life. In the younger ages, we don't see as many differences between control and those exposed to nicotine. And this is also pretty consistent with what we see in humans as well. A lot of the behavioral effects that manifest in humans due to nicotine exposure actually don't come until their past infancy. However, there is one correlation that we see in humans, which is the incidence of sudden infant death syndrome. Among the infants exposed to nicotine, it is actually substantially higher than those who aren't. And that can, again, be due to differences in respiratory signaling that we see. The main theory behind why SIDS occurs in infants exposed to nicotine is because nicotine is an agonist for nicotinic acetylcholine receptors, and acetylcholine is like a very important neurotransmitter inside of the brain. So because of these babies have been exposed to nicotine developmentally, their nicotine receptor expression is altered in a way that makes it more difficult to innervate the muscles involved with breathing. So when exposed to some sort of obstruction, the most common would be like sleep apnea of the tongue. The babies are not able to strive as forcefully in their tongue to keep it upright and out of their throat. And this causes them to basically suffocate in their sleep because they lack the sensitivity required to innervate as effectively as infants that weren't exposed to nicotine. People who were exposed to nicotine as infants, there's much higher rates of ADHD, depression, things like that, which I found really interesting reading through the literature that that would happen. But it makes sense because in development, nicotinic acetylcholine receptors are very important in how, I guess, your brain gets wired. So kind of disrupting that with acute or chronic doses of nicotine, it would make sense that there would be some neuro degenerative effects or some sort of like alteration that would occur there. The nicotinic acetylcholine receptors are pretty much everywhere throughout the nervous system. So trying to pinpoint what has the most effect in a way, or like what different effects are modulated by what region of the brainstem, spinal cord, I guess is the main interest with my current project.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
In the past, I had thought about going to pharmacy school, but right now, because of my experiences in UBURP and in Dr. Fergosi's lab, which have all been amazing, I think I kind of want to pursue research a bit more. So currently I'm planning on taking probably one or two gap years to just work in industry as like a research assistant in a lab or at a company and try to gain more experience with different forms of research. If I find that I'm passionate about it and willing to go back to school, maybe in the future I would hope to pursue a graduate degree of some sort. It's great to try and get more experience before doing something as big of a commitment as graduate school. And it's something I've heard from a lot of professors. Their biggest word of advice is always take a gap year or two to mature, gain experience, and just see where you want to go after that.
It's kind of like a wide angle lens, like it, just get a bigger perspective. What about music, Giovanni? Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I do. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Phoenix, The Score, The Rex, and also AJR just came out with a new album.
Cool. I like it. Thank you so much for your time, Giovanni. Thank you for being part of Thesis Thursday. We really appreciate your insights.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to talk about my research.
Thesis Thursday is made possible thanks to the listener's support from generous listeners just like you. And the music in this episode of Thesis Thursday comes from Crow Wander. And the name of the track is Your Eyes. Thanks for tuning in.